Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You can't beat Kennedy.
Don't even try, homeboy.
You can't beat her.
She's gonna school you, sucker.
You can't beat Kennedy.
You can try, but man,
you can't beat her.
You ain't gonna win, man. You're going down.
You think you can, but you can't. Oh no, oh no.
Stop. Game time.
Everybody say good morning to Rich from Georgetown.
Yo.
Hey. Good morning, guys.
Rich is a FedEx driver on his way to work. My son the other day tried to get me. He's like, Dad, do you see that secret logo inside the FedEx logo? And I'm like, you mean the arrow? He's like, oh, man.
Why would I have to spoil his fun? Why don't you be like, yes, son, what is it? You are the worst.
That's okay. One day he will beat you in basketball, and then he will be king of the house.
Yesterday. Rich, will you kick Kennedy out of the studio?
Kennedy, can you please leave the studio?
Sure thing. Good luck.
Same to you.
Five pop culture trivia questions. Rich, you get more right than Kennedy. We're going to give you $100. Remember, if you tie Kennedy, you lose. Kennedy has now left the studio, and she's over there in that soundproof room. Question number one. John Cryer got into a Twitter fight with Republican Congressman Matt Gaetz, who dared to say Charlie Sheen carried 2.5 men. Who did John Cryer play on 2.5 men?
Alan Hopper.
Question number two. Sophia Richie and Jaden Smith might be dating now. Who did Sophia Richie recently break up with?
Scott Disick.
Wow.
Question number three. Rockstar by DaBaby is officially Billboard Song of the Summer. It's followed by What's Poppin' by Jack Harlow and Blinding Light by which artist?
Is it Kanye?
Question number four. Colin Kaepernick will be in Madden 21, and when he scores, he'll hold up a Black Power salute. This will be his first appearance in the game since 2016. Which team is Colin Kaepernick currently on?
Kaepernick. Oh, my God. The 49ers. I don't know.
Question number five. Ellen DeGeneres says her show will return next Monday, and she will talk about the toxic workplace controversy she's been dealing with all summer. Is Ellen's net worth over or under $250 million?
Over.
All right, let's get Kennedy back into the studio, please.
Kennedy!
All right. Kennedy, welcome back.
Well, thank you.
Rich got 3 out of 5.
All right, well done.
It was well done. These are tough.
All right, let's do it.
Question number one. John Cryer got into a Twitter fight with Republican Congressman Matt Gaetz, who dared to say Charlie Sheen carried 2.5 men. Who did John Cryer play on that show?
Oh. Oh, I have no idea.
Alan Harper, Kennedy.
Yeah, sure, of course.
1-0. Question number two. Sophia Richie and Jaden Smith might be dating now. Who did Sophia Richie recently break up with?
Scott the Lord Disick.
2-1. Rockstar by DaBaby is officially Billboard's Song of the Summer. It's followed by What's Poppin' by Jack Harlow and Blinding Light by which artist?
Oh, The Weeknd. I was like, I am screwed.
I'm like, ooh, ticky-tocky star.
Question number four. Colin Kaepernick will be in Madden 21, Kennedy. It will be his first appearance in the game since 2016. Which team is Colin Kaepernick currently on?
He's on a team? Oh, I don't know. The 49ers.
He is not on a team. A little bit of a trick question.
Oh, my God. That's ridiculous, you guys. Yeah. That is a really stupid question.
It's called
a
trick question. Get over it.
My name's on the game. It sucked. It sucked.
Pretty weird they'll put him in the game, but not in the league.
Yeah, that is a very weird move to me.
Garbage question. Move along.
That was mean, Dan. Question number five. Ellen DeGeneres says her show will return next Monday, and she will talk about the toxic workplace controversy she's been dealing with all summer. Is Ellen's net worth over or under $250 million?
Over.
That is correct. Jeez. Yes, Kennedy.
Palms are sweating on that one.
Knees weak, arms are heavy.
Over. We're not friends right now.
3-3 is the final score there. Nice
trick
job, Kennedy.
Trick questions are allowed.
Yes.
Yeah, but... Yeah, but I get a trick question, but like that just seemed so outside the realm of, you know what I mean?
A little trickery never. Yeah,
that's
what,
yeah, you say that because you're not
he
playing.
He doesn't play anymore.
Hey, Rich, what do you want to say to Kennedy before you go?
Kennedy, can't beat you again. Good job.
We love you, Rich.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
Can't beat Kennedy.
Don't even try, homeboy.
You can't beat her.
She's gonna school you, sucker.
You can't beat Kennedy.
You can try, but man,
you can't beat her.
You ain't gonna win, man. You're going down.
You think you can, but you can't. Oh no, oh no.
Stop. Game time.
Everybody say good morning to Melissa.
Hey.
From Waltham.
Hey, girl.
What up?
Hey, how you doing?
We're doing great. Kennedy, Melissa just dropped off Nash at the doggy daycare.
Oh, love it. Mm. Elvis goes to daycare today.
What kind of good boy do you have?
He is a hound mix. Very, very energetic. So he needs to go play with the other dog.
We love that.
You got to love their howl.
Yeah. Oh.
Oh.
Oh. Oh, yeah.
I hope we made a dog howl somewhere.
Melissa, will you kick Kennedy out of the studio?
Kennedy, will you please leave the studio?
Sure thing. Good luck.
Thank you.
Five pop culture trivia questions. You get more right than Kennedy. We're going to give you $100. Kennedy now sauntering to that soundproof studio where she won't be able to hear any of these questions or answers. Question number one. Jillian Michaels said she contracted COVID-19 after letting her guard down for about an hour. Jillian Michaels was one of the trainers on which NBC weight loss show?
Biggest Loser.
Question number two. Amy Schumer revealed she was diagnosed with Lyme disease this summer and not sure how long she's had it for. Is Amy Schumer older or younger than 40?
Younger.
Question number three. Regina King just made history. She has been named the first black female director included in the Venice Film Festival. Regina starred in this 1996 film alongside Tom Cruise and Renee Zellweger. Name that movie.
I know Cuba Gooding says, show me the money. Jerry Maguire.
Question number four. Christopher Nolan's new film, Tenet, made $20 million during its opening weekend at the theaters. Nolan is well known for directing which superhero trilogy?
Batman.
Does that count?
It's not the name of the trilogy.
Oh, yeah, I need the name
of the Dark Knight. The Dark Knight. The Dark Knight.
The Dark Knight.
Dark Knight kid. Question number five. Gladys Knight and Patti LaBelle were announced to be the next two artists doing a versus battle. It takes place on Instagram. Gladys Knight and who peaked at number one with the song Midnight Train to Georgia?
The Pips.
Let's get Kennedy back in the studio, please.
Sorry about that one.
That's all right. That's my no worries. Kennedy's going to tell you a story about that song at the end of that question.
Oh, I'm excited.
Yes. I was going to tell you the story, but she walked back in, and I promise you, she will.
Okay.
Melissa got 5 out of 5, Kennedy.
Come on.
These are tough. Are you ready?
Wow.
Jillian Michaels said she contracted COVID-19 after letting her guard down for an hour. Jillian Michaels was one of the trainers on which NBC weight loss show?
The Biggest Loser.
I'm not going to tell you which ones you get right or wrong, Kennedy. It adds to the drama. Amy Schumer revealed she was diagnosed with Lyme disease this summer. Is Amy Schumer older or younger than 40?
I'm going to say she's younger.
Question number three. Regina King just made history. The first black female director included in the Venice Film Festival. Regina starred in this 1996 film alongside Tom Cruise and Renee Zellweger. Name that movie.
Jerry Maguire.
Christopher Nolan's new film Tenet made $20 million at the box office. Nolan is well known for directing which superhero trilogy?
The Batman trilogy.
I need the name of the trilogy.
The Dark Knight trilogy?
Question number five. Gladys Knight and Patti LaBelle were announced to be the next two artists doing a versus battle. It takes place on Instagram.
Oh, boy.
Isn't that fire?
Gladys Knight and who peaked at number one with the song Midnight Train to Georgia?
The Pips. Karaoke song extraordinaire. That's where Carson found me. That's how we met.
You were doing that song?
Yes, I had to fill in for the gal who was Gladys Knight. So I walked out on stage and obviously there was a bit of a giggle because I don't look like Gladys Knight, right? And that was it.
Question number one, you said The Biggest Loser. That is right. Question number two, you said younger.
Oh!
Good guess.
She's 39.
Jerry Maguire, yes. The Dark Knight Trilogy, yes. And you also said The Pips.
Wow.
Yes, Kennedy. Wow. Yes, 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 yes.
Wow.
A 5-5 tie.
Nail biter.
So, Melissa, you don't get the win, but because it's 5-5 and because my boss, Sal, gets very upset when I give away the money, I'm giving you the $100.
Hey, Melissa.
Open up those alligator arms, Sal.
Hashtag suck it, Sal. Melissa, what do you want to say to Kennedy before you go?
My name is Melissa from Waltham, and I can't beat Kennedy.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.